question was asked, in Judaism we work with a lunar calendar primarily. Our lunar year, 12 months in a lunar cycle, 12 times 29 and a half equals 354 days. Our solar calendar is 365 days. That means the lunar year is 11 days short every year. And if we were Muslim, so the Muslims have a calendar which is pure lunar, and so their holidays dance around the solar year. They have Ramadan sometimes in the summer, sometimes in the winter, all around the year. The Torah tells us, Chag HaMatzot Tishmo, pay attention to that holiday of the Matzos, make sure it's Bechodesh Aviv, in the spring month. Wait, oh, so now I got to keep my holidays in the seasons. So Pesach has to remain in springtime. So the Torah gives me a commandment to keep the holidays set in their respective seasons. So Sukkot is Chag HaAsif, right? We're gathering in the grain, so that's got to be at the end of the summer. Pesach is Chag HaKatzir. I'm going to start harvesting. Shavuos is Bikurim. So we're going to have holidays that have to be aligned with our agriculture, with our seasons, and so they have to remain in sync to some degree with the solar year. Now, I can't have my lunar calendar fall out on the same day in the solar year every year. That won't work, because I have 354 days. I have no way of aligning it perfectly, but I do have to remain within the seasons. I have to remain within a range. The Torah tells me that. So our tradition is that we stick in leap years. We stick in leap months. That means there are years, roughly every 3 years, I stick in 30 days. I actually need 33 days. So that's why it's roughly every 3 years. Every so often I'm going to have to make up for those 3 days. Right? We said we're 11 days short every year. So every 3 years, I need an extra 30 days. I need extra 33. I could stick in a month. So that's why we juggle it around. And it's not exactly every 3 years, 30 days. It comes out a little different. But in general, that's what we're trying to do. So when we speak about a year in Judaism, there are different contexts when we speak about a year. But ordinarily, our assumption is that a year means the same day on the Jewish calendar next year. Meaning sometimes it'll take 12 lunar months to get there, sometimes 13. So when we want to gauge when is a child going to become bar mitzvah, we say if he was born on Gimel Nisan this year, so in 13 years from now, Gimel Nisan, he will be 13. Wait a second, but 13 solar years didn't pass. Meaning you had 13 lunar years, with some leap years, without some leap years, but at the end of the day, you're not going to have 13 times 365 when he becomes bar mitzvah. That's true. When we speak about a year, we assume a year means, in almost all contexts in halacha, that a year means the same date next year by the Jewish calendar. Sometimes they will be 354 days apart, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less, sometimes 30 days more, but from our end, that's a year. That's the general approach to what a year means in halacha, meaning we're not looking at the number of days. That's the general approach. There can be scenarios where a person uses a certain wording in a contract or a certain wording in a vow, and then we will have a different halacha criterion. Yeah, a person could say, I'm renting you this house for this year. And then he might only have it till Rosh Hashanah, right? Depending on exactly when it was said, does it make any sense to say that was the agreement? And there can be terms that are used in contracts and in vows that alter that halacha. But the general approach, that's the general approach to what a year is in halacha. We're assuming it's the same date the next year or more, depending on how many years you said.
My question's more stemming from...